This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the international conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi. He also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Behrabi Sairang New Railway Line project tomorrow during his visit to Mizoram. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. Over 51-kilometre rail line has been constructed at a cost of around 8,000 crore rupees. With this project, Aizawl becomes the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected to the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article explaining how the Northeast is becoming the front runner of the country. He shared an article by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw on how inauguration of the Behrabi Sairang railway line marks a historic milestone. The railway line connects Mizoram to the national railway network, opening new doors of trade, connectivity and opportunity. Prime Minister's office said in a social media post that the Northeast is no longer a frontier waiting for progress, but is central to India's growth story. President Draupadi Murmu today administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at the swearing-in ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar, and union ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion.
I, Chandrabiram Ponnuswamy Radhakrishnan,
do swear in the name of God,
do swear in the name of God,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of India,
to the Constitution of India,
as by law established, and that I will faithfully discharge the duty,
and that I will faithfully discharge the duty
upon which I am about to enter.
Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month. NDA nominee Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, defeating the INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today interacted with the European Union Commissioner for Trade, Maruš Šefčovič, and Economic Security Commissioner Christoph Hansen in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said both the leaders remain committed to achieving a balanced and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, opening new avenues for business and maximizing opportunities for a shared growth of India and the EU. Albania has appointed the world's first artificial intelligence AI-generated government minister with a goal to make the nation corruption-free. Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama announced the digital minister to his cabinet. The digital assistant is named Dyla, meaning sun, and has been asking people how to navigate government services online since January. Prime Minister Edi Rama said that Dyla has been given responsibility of taking all decisions related to the public tenders, making them 100% corruption-free. India's top-ranked men's badminton duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have clinched a spot in the semi-finals of the Hong Kong Open. The Indian duo defeated Malaysia's Arif Junaidi and Roy Yap 21-14, 20-22, 21-16 in a thrilling match. Meanwhile, the all-India match between Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen is now on in the men's singles quarter-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.